Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. I'm Laura Adams. I know it's a depressing topic, but at some point, you've probably wondered who picks up the tab for a dead person's debt. Are you responsible for a parent's debt after they're gone, for instance? And will anyone inherit your debt after you depart this world? We'll answer those questions and cover what you need to know about the financial side of death in this podcast. The moment you die, something is automatically created. No, I'm not talking about a phoenix rising from the ashes or anything spiritual here. Your physical death gives birth to your legal estate, which is simply what you own when you die, no matter how big and fancy or how small and simple it is. The value of your estate is calculated by adding up all your assets, like cash accounts, investments, vehicles, and real estate, and then subtracting out the total of everything you owe. After you die, someone has to handle the logistics of your estate. That person is called an executor, and hopefully you've already named a trustworthy one in your will. A judge will appoint an executor for you if you die without a will. Probate is the legal process that an executor goes through to verify your will and to distribute your property. It can take a long time and involve lots of attorney and court fees, depending on the size and complexity of your estate. The executor may be given permission by the court to sell your possessions, to pay your debts and taxes, and to distribute what remains to those named in your will. If you don't have a will, your remaining property goes to your relatives according to a formula determined by the state in which you live. That means everything you own could go to family members that you haven't spoken to in years. If you can keep some or all of your property out of the probate process, your heirs will thank you because your estate will be larger and they'll receive an inheritance faster. I'll give you tips about how to legally avoid probate at the end of the show. So let's get back to who pays your debts when you die. The money in your estate is used to settle debts that are in your name only. If there's not enough money or assets to sell to cover them, then your creditors are generally out of luck. There's nothing they can do if your estate is insolvent or broke. Debt in your name only doesn't get passed to your spouse, partner, children, or siblings. It becomes the responsibility of your estate. However, if you live in a community property state and are married, your spouse may still be liable for debt accumulated during your marriage, even if it's in your name only. After your unsecured debts, like credit cards and medical bills, are paid up, any remaining money and assets can be distributed to beneficiaries named in your will. It's important to note that if you leave property that's secured by a debt, like a house, car, or boat, to someone, they'll be responsible for paying the debt. I used to travel a lot for work, and one time I overheard a conversation in an airport between two young women. One was telling the other that when someone dies and leaves you a house, that the mortgage just gets wiped away. I could barely hold my tongue because that's not true, but I had to rush off and catch my next plane. Obviously, people are confused or misinformed about this issue. Here's the quick and dirty truth. If you leave your sister your house or a fancy car, and she can't afford to make the monthly loan payments, she'll probably be forced to sell it to get out from under the debt. Now, let's talk about how debt on a joint account is handled after you die. If you co-sign for a credit card or a loan with your spouse or boyfriend, They'll be responsible for the debt when you die. Each person on a shared account is responsible for the full amount, even if you made secret credit card charges the other person didn't know about. That's why agreeing to co-sign for a debt can be a really bad idea. It's easy to create ways to transfer money and property to your heirs so it legally stays out of probate.
Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
Here are 7 tips to avoid the complicated and expensive probate process. Number 1. Create joint accounts. A joint bank or brokerage account passes directly to your co-owner. Number 2. Set up payable on death or POD accounts. You can designate a bank account or a retirement account to be payable directly to a beneficiary after you die. Number 3. Set up transfer on death or TOD accounts. You can designate a security, such as a stock, bond, or a mutual fund, to transfer directly to a beneficiary upon your death. Number 4. Set up transfer on death registrations and deeds. In a few states, you can register a beneficiary for your vehicle and real estate, so they'll own it right after you die. Number 5. Own real estate jointly. Hold title to property so it automatically passes to a surviving owner when you die. Depending on where you live and whether you're married or not, it might be called joint tenancy, tenancy by the entirety, or community property with right of survivorship. Number 6. Set up a living trust. Property in a trust is not part of your estate for the purposes of probate because it transfers to a trustee. Then the trustee can easily transfer the property to your heirs. And 7. Give gifts. If you give property away while you're alive, it doesn't go through probate. Check out the Money Girl Facebook page for more tips, resources, and money-saving ideas. You'll also find me on Twitter at twitter.com/Laura Adams. And when you visit quickanddirtytips.com, be sure to subscribe to the Money Girl free email newsletter for exclusive content that isn't available anywhere else. And you can submit your money questions to me at money@quickanddirtytips.com. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.